This is how many years did I say, God, it's so frustrating to deal with anybody out there. Nobody out there understands the history of this franchise. Dan didn't. Dan was not a fan like many of you and like I was. You know, he went to a few games, had a belt buckle and had some socks, but he couldn't have named, you know, half the players from the 80s, you know, in a single, you know, setting. He couldn't do it. He wasn't that kind of a fan. And Bruce was. Now, Bruce understood when he was here. He's the one that understood. But man, that was not the most functional of human beings in the position he was, at least here in Washington. But how many times did I say over the last 15, 16, 17, 18 years, there's just nobody that seems to get this organization and understand the past and understand the history. And I feel like for the first time, there's like this, you know, there's this knowledge, this institutional knowledge of, you know, of the team. And that's because Josh and Mark and Mitch Rales and Mitch's brother, Steven Rales, they lived it in the same way so many of us did. I really feel deep down, if they could have gone back to Redskins, they would have done it. And they would have put up with all of the people that would have pushed back, because it would have been very controversial, even though it would have been a home run from a revenue, merchandising, etc. standpoint. But they couldn't. They couldn't. I still think they should have gone away from Commanders, even after the successful season that they had. I think it would have been more beneficial to do something rather than not do something. But they have more information. And I understood how it was never going to be an easy decision in terms of what you came up with as the new thing. But this is what they've decided to pursue in the moment. And I think they nailed this. I think they really got this right. And there's no way the group that was here from 2020 to 2024 before they got here would have gotten this right. Dan wouldn't have gotten this right. Let's get Sabah on. Let's get Sabah on. Doctor, go ahead. I'm assuming that this just isn't anywhere near enough for you.
Listen, Kevin, thank you for taking my call. I'm just upset with you because you need to just say, I wish the name would come back, and leave it alone. Don't conclude. Stop concluding because you're making the ownership get away with it.
I'm not. You don't know if it's not the ownership isn't paying attention to me. The league isn't paying attention to me. And by the way, it's not the ownership that would be able to make the call on this. This would have to be a league call. Okay, they're one of 32. They have rules on this stuff.
It's a private company.
No, they're not a private company. The NFL's a private company. Each organization is a member of this private company. And they have rules. Okay. They have bylaws.
Yeah, well, hold on. All right, well, wait. I got a thing for you. I think that, and I sent you this video, Josh Harris, he was asked yesterday, you're going to change the name back to Redskins?
Yeah, I saw that.
No, he turned and smiled.
It's a laughable question to him now.
Listen,
you send me these things from these sites and these videos, and you think they're credible. Yes, that's a real video, but your interpretation of his non-answer is completely different from mine, even though you and I both want the same thing. It's just that you think it can still be had, and I don't.
You ready? This is what's going to happen. So this is the way it's going to happen. So they're going to bring their uniform to graduate, which is not a big deal.
You don't have the best of track records on this is what's going to happen.
Here we go.
Taylor Heinicke.
It's better to fail than quit. We got to keep going. So RFK, they're holding that up for a reason. Okay. That Trump and the city council, they're going to make it, and this is what Josh Harris really wants. He wants his hand forced. They're going to say, we're going to give you the land. We're going to give you the date you want. You're going to be able to have your little women's soccer team there, whatever, you know, that Olympic thing or whatever it is, World Cup. But you've got to name the stadium Redskins Football Kingdom. And we're going to go to the kingdom and have games in the palace, whatever you want to call
it. I hope you're right,
Sabah. That's how the Redskins are going to make it come back. Don't give up, Kevin. Just stop saying it's never coming back. Just say you want the name and leave it at that.
No,
to be that Walter Cronkite.
I don't need you to coach me on how to do this, because here's what you have to do when you do this. You have to be honest with how you feel, and that's how I feel.
But you're not honest.
So I also understand that the impact that this has is not with respect to this particular subject is not what you think it is. But on the scenario that you just laid out, I pray that you're
Redskins,
right.
Football
God,
team.
I hope you're right, but I don't think you
That's
will be.
That's going to be awesome, because once that happens, guess what? Josh Hare will be like, oh, we love the Natives. Yes, they want Redskins back. This has nothing to
do
with the Natives. And the people blocking it aren't even Native Americans.
I understand that.
It's the virtue signaling. Listen,
I understand that.
For Brad's name back. He's putting Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben's back on the stuff.
Yes.
He's reversing a bunch of this mess that happened because of weirdness.
It was
These
silly.
People deserve to be honored.
It was a lot of silliness.
Things, okay?
You know I am with you 100% on all of that.
So
I'm just telling you.
It's not coming back.
I'm
Please,
just telling
just
you.
Don't say that.
It's
just
not
it
coming
alone.
Back.
Say, I wish it comes back and leave it alone. That's all.
Okay.
That's all
I wish it comes back, but it's not.
Okay.
Thank you, Sabah.
God.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Billy in Chantilly to follow up on Sabah. What's up, Billy?
Kevin, always a tough challenge to follow Sabah. The uniforms look amazing. You and I are going to do some role-playing right now. I'm going to be Josh Harris. You're going to be Roger Goodell. Here's a phone call. Roger, hi, it's Josh. I'm the owner of the Commanders, as you may know. My fan base has suffered for 25 years with the worst ownership in the history of sports. We also have the dumbest name in the history of sports, and they changed our uniforms. We went to the NFC Championship last year. I have not sold out my season yet this year. I want you to know that my team, the Washington Commanders, will be wearing the new uniform for all 17 games this year, and you can find me if you want, because my fan base needs these new uniforms, and I need it to merchandise and sell more of my stuff. What are we going to say about that, Roger?
How do you really feel, Josh? Tell me how you really feel, Josh. And you didn't need to introduce yourself to me. We've met many times. But by the way, since we're role-playing, Josh, I'm going to make an exception. You get to wear them in all 17 games this year.
Thank you, Roger. What are we waiting for? Everybody's cranberry and mustard.
I don't know. There's a bunch of stupid league rules around this stuff, including the merchandise that's already been produced.
You saw Air? You saw the movie Air with the Jordan sneaker? Oh, they can't have that much black and red with the white. So what?
Right.
We don't care. Pay the fine. No,
you By the way, you know what
Sign
we need
Barry.
To see?
Hurry
Billy, we need
Go
to
ahead.
See what the burgundy tops. I mean, we know what they look like, and we know what they will look like based on this.
Wait.
But if they were to be available, like if Roger really said and took that call and said, fine. Where your alts is permanent starting this year, then we would also get to see the dark uniform, the dark top uniform.
Would that be amazing? I just can't wait. They look fantastic. I'm pumped.
Right.
17
you
games.
Look,
thank you.
You look great, I'm sure, today, too. Thomas, Lou, Mark, Lapp, Andrew. Anybody else on hold, stay there. We'll do this for one more segment. Mike Rizzo spoke this morning on the Junkies. You'll hear some of that coming up next hour as well. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team 980.com.